91X News.
It's 0 degrees with light flurries at 2. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. Toronto police say remains found in the northern end of the city late last month were those of missing teen Mariam Makhniashvili. Staff Inspector Greg McLean says the remains were found under a bridge.
Postmortem indicated that the cause of death was consistent with a fall from a significant height, that the deceased was more than likely alive at the time of the fall.
Police added there was no indication the death was a homicide. Mariam was 17 when she disappeared after arriving at Forest Hill Collegiate in 2009. A rescue helicopter from CFB Trenton has been deployed to Lake Simcoe, just north of Barrie, where at least 20 people are reportedly trapped on an ice floe. At least 3 local fire departments are involved as well. There are reports that at least one person has been taken to hospital in Barrie with minor injuries. Police have been issuing warnings all winter about the unstable nature of the ice due to the constant fluctuation between cold and very mild weather. The driver of an SUV was taken to hospital after a via rail train struck the vehicle at a crossing west of Guelph today. Via spokesperson Malcolm Andrews says none of the 146 passengers or crew members were hurt in the crash, which occurred shortly after 9 a.m. Police are investigating and a technical investigation team has been called in. The driver was the sole occupant of the SUV. Prime Minister Stephen Harper is defending Labour Minister Lisa Raitt's intervention into the Air Canada labour dispute. He says Air Canada is the largest airline in the country. He added a shutdown of service would have a significant impact on the transportation system as a whole and potentially on the Canadian economy.
As much as there's a side of me that doesn't like to do this, I think these actions are essential to keep the airline flying, to make sure there is the two parties find some way through mediation arbitration of resolving these disputes without having impacts on the Canadian public.
Harper says he's not concerned about management or labour, but on the broader Canadian public. He says he thinks a majority of Canadians expect the government to act. More news from Parliament. Former Reform Party leader Preston Manning is weighing in on the robocall scandal sweeping the country. The patriarch of Canada's modern-day conservative movement thinks the way to put a stop to acts like misdirecting voters is to increase ethics training for campaign workers and tighten surveillance of campaigns. He says his time in Ottawa taught him to use the use of dirty political tricks isn't confined to any one party. The federal government is paving the way for a pedestrian tunnel to Toronto's Island Airport. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says regulatory changes have been made to allow the tunnel project at Billy Bishop. The 240-meter tunnel will complement the current ferry service. Some 1.5 million people use the Island Airport each year. The project is expected to take 2 years to complete. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Austin McKay with sports.
A former NHLer wants current players to take responsibility, especially when it comes to headshots. When asked about issues with the NHL, Bernie Nichols says illegal headshots and concussions are the biggest concern.
For that, I think the league's trying the best they can to eliminate as much they can, but I think a lot of the emphasis has to go on the players. I think the players have to have a bit better respect for the other guys and eliminate the headshots, and I think we'll be fine.
Nichols is most notable for his 70-goal, 150-point season with the LA Kings during the 88-89 season. Well, the Raptors take the day to rest, but it will be a busy night in the NBA. There's 10 games scheduled for this evening with Minnesota seeing LA Lakers tonight. The Timberwolves and league MVP candidate Kevin Love look to continue their recent success, trying to push for their fourth straight victory. Other games include Portland and Washington and Boston home to San Antonio. Canadian Felipe Marquise has his first career World Cup freestyle skiing victory. The Quebec City skier finished first in men's moguls event Friday ahead of teammate Mikhail Kingsbury of Du Montaigne, Quebec. And in the women's competition, Montreal's Chloe Dufour-Lapointe captured a silver medal. Also, Canada's Jamie Gregg won the 500-meter sprint at the World Cup Finals on Friday for his first win of the season. The Edmonton native clocked 35.06 seconds to beat Pekka Koskela of Finland by 0.01 seconds. Mo Tae-bum of South Korea was third. Christine Nesbitt of London, Ontario was fourth with 38.39 seconds. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X weather.
Today, flurries at times heavy, with the local amount being 2 centimeters, the high of plus 2. Tonight, flurries ending late this evening, then clearing with a low of minus 10. Saturday, sunny, increasing cloudiness late in the morning with 40% chance of flurries late in the afternoon and early in the evening, the high 0. And Sunday, sunny, the low minus 1, the high 14. Right now, it's 0 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Austin Mackay, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.